Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
See, Lee, I remember all the way back to June 2022.
Long time ago. Yes.
When Breitbart contacted the military officials running Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to ask why they brought in, on the weekend, bounce houses, clowns, face painting, and a drag queen show. All together. Sorry, all ages drag queen show. Wait, where? Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. So Breitbart, you know, asked for a statement like, what are you doing? Here's what they were told from the spokesperson from Nellis, that the first ever drag queen show was needed because it was, and I quote from the statement, essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of our military. Nothing like a big male hairy thigh in a dress wrapped around a pole to make me want to go into battle. But not quite the way they're thinking.
There's an image I didn't need this morning, Tara. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. So that was just Nellis, Lee. And I've put a thread up. I went back through all of my show prep on this because I remembered I had it. All these bases all over the country and the world were hosting drag queen shows and story hours for kids.
But it's Republicans who are politicizing military policy.
Right. They're acting like Hegseth is coming out of nowhere. Because remember now, the new operational rule for Democrats, I don't know if they tell them to sit a retreat or something, is that time began on January 2025. There was no time before that. Time did not exist. Not a thing. Meanwhile, okay, here's Joint Base Langley. This is how they advertise it. Family-friendly diversity, equity, and inclusion summer festival. And you know what that included? I mean, besides the quote, bouncy houses and face painting for the children, the drag queen show featuring the Navy drag queen, Harpy Daniels. Great for children, Lee, as every kid wants to see. That's what they want. They want drag queens. They were doing this unapologetically. This was throughout. Another military base, another commander, a whole unit was required to march in a gay pride parade on the weekend. They could bring their families if they want. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. This is what they were doing. And so yesterday, I've got a liberal troll on the text line pointing out, oh, well, when they were saying this, nobody clapped. Nobody stood up. Yeah, I know. This is what we're fighting. We got the ones who did this stuff all through the military, Lee, and then we've got the ones who were terrified of the ones who did that stuff. And that's why Pete Hegseth had to get them all together. You remember, this is a Navy that used their uniform code of conduct, which carries the weight of criminal law, to prosecute, they announced, people who use the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
That's where we were. That's how dug in this was. And then this idea of, well, to get everybody in here and keep them here, we're going to just get rid of the physical standards entirely. Hegseth yesterday went back to 2015 standards. What is this going to do? It's going to let them go through and have excuses for firing people. And they're going to start culling these people out. This started with Barack Obama, and he fired, I'll never forget this, just shy of 120 top brass, or pushed them out, right, or retired them because they were not sufficiently woke. They were not, right, liberal. And that was very scary. And I've talked about it for, yep, years. I said, they are turning this, they are putting wokes in charge. They're going to turn this military on us. And that's exactly what they were preparing to do. Hegseth just wants a war machine again. And that's why he's saying you're going to have to get in shape. You're going to have to pass this PT stuff twice a year, because he knows that's going to wash out a lot of the old fat top brass. And he even says, look, you can't, I mean, he's tired of looking at these people and seeing them in uniform and fat. Yeah. But they don't understand on The View, the ladies of The View, the old harpies, why Hegseth would do this.
Why is he obsessed with fat?
Yeah, and fitness. And then also he said he was going to return to the highest male standard for combat positions because the troops were fat. Yeah. I don't understand how that was supposed to be an uplifting message for our military.
They was referring to Colonel Sanders.
Well, it's not uplifting. It's reality.
Right.
Deal with it. You want the very best of the best to defend this nation, period, end of story. If that is a man, if that is a woman, that's fine. This is the standard. This is what you meet. You meet the standard, you get the job. We're not asking about your sexuality. We're not asking about your religion. We're not asking about your gender identity or any of that stuff. This is the standard. This is the physical standard that's expected for this position. You meet it, you're in. That's what Hegseth was saying yesterday.
And everything with the left ultimately becomes about sex. Have you noticed this?
Oh, absolutely.
Gender,
yes.
Sex, your bedroom practices. That is your highest value and your identity. And they define people within their organizations by it. A thing we never used to discuss because it was impolite. And that's what's being ripped out.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, the Secretary of War needs to go through the South Carolina Army National Guard. That's one big, fat, huge herd of overweight, fat, large butts. I just reading a text.
Yeah.
Texter writes, this is from our troll. On its merit-based, Hegseth and Trump, most embarrassing speech in front of top military leaders. No one clapped or stood up. Yeah, and that's where
it's
they had
the military.
To have it.
They weren't supposed to.
Right, right, right. No, they wouldn't, because it doesn't work that way.
You're not supposed to. That was the whole point of this, that you wouldn't have a military applauding this. This is the commander in chief. This is a meeting. It was not a rally. It was a meeting where the leaders of this group were telling them what's going to go on. In our corporate meetings that we have, generally, you don't stand up and clap whenever the CEO says something.
Right.
That's what was going on.
Texter writes, I'm former military. I was talking about how this conversation I have with my daughter about, being able to drag somebody off the field of battle. He writes, dragging a guy off is great, but I want him carrying a fresh can of 50 cal to the gunner first.
Well, there is that, yeah.
Yeah, for cover. Texter writes, dear, as a retired law enforcement officer, I begged my department to have standards and testing twice a year. We required applicants to pass certain physical standards, but after they got hired, they can become slobs. Yeah, and that's the problem because, you know, war comes on you all of a sudden a lot of times. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have time to get in shape. And by the way, he's talking about going back to the pre-2015 standards. Texter writes, I was in the military during the 90s in Clinton's first term. We were in shape or we got kicked out. And I love how Hegseth's not just saying the whole military is going to be that way, but the top brass is too, or out the door you go.
Well, and he made the point, and this is an excellent point. Every single member of the military should have basic combat knowledge. Every single member. And that is an excellent point. Every single person should know how to handle a weapon, period. I don't care if you're doing administrative work or, you know, medical or whatever. Every single member of the military should have some type of combat knowledge. And that's what he was preaching. And I couldn't agree more because you never know. In a combat situation, which I've never served in the military, I don't know this personally firsthand, but it seems to me that every single member of the military should know that because you never know when you're going to need to do that or you may have to step up.
Texter writes, the Chinese are wearing the proper uniform and they know which bathroom to pee in. That's a good point. When you see those columns, Chinese military, those marches, there's nobody who's fat.
Yeah.
No fat people there. And, you know, even the basic stuff he was going off on, like the leadership, cut your hair, shave your beard. And he said, if you want a beard, join Special Forces. Otherwise, shave it. He said, I'm tired of seeing the ponytails. You know, I'm tired of seeing the long hair. I mean, I wanted him to pan the camera to the room. I wanted to see what he was seeing when he said that yesterday. So very interesting, you know, just with all of us, with the physical standards. And again, I think what you're going to see, Lee, Trump promised to go through and fire all of these wokes who did this stuff. And I think this is the warning shot over the bow. Instead of starting the firing first and listening to the whining, they wanted to see the warning first.
You know, and I have to give the Trump administration credit here, too. This didn't come day one of the administration. This came months after the administration has been reviewing what's been going on, has been using the military in several appropriate constitutional ways, and now they have come to the conclusion, okay, here's what the problem is. This is what we campaigned on. Here's the problem. Here's how we're going to fix it. This is what you're going to do, coming from the Commander-in-Chief and the Secretary of War.
Yeah.
This was a good time to do that. And all these people that want to whine and complain, oh, it was too expensive to fly all these people. Garbage. This is where you have a non-confusing, a definite point where you tell everybody you're on the same page. There's no misunderstanding or lack of context or tone because of an email or something or other. You know exactly what Hegseth was saying. You know exactly what he meant. You know exactly what the Commander-in-Chief expects.
We've got a liberal minder on, let's see, where are they listening? I think it's Facebook. Correcting me, not $1 goes to illegal immigrants. That's a fact. If someone says money for healthcare goes to illegal immigrants, then that person's not telling the truth. Where have you been for the last year?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. The part where Doge found the 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid, you missed that or?
Or the millions of tax dollars that went to NGOs that was then funneled into getting people from Central and South America into the U.S. illegally through the Mexican border? Did you miss that?
Big, beautiful bill that closed those loopholes, and now the Democrats insisting that we remove those sections of big, beautiful bill so the 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid can go back to getting Medicaid? You must be new here. Hey, you're going to have to listen for a few weeks till you can get enough basic facts to participate in the conversation. Because otherwise, you just sound silly. You do. We'll explain. We'll catch you up to reality, because that's what we sell here on this show. Welcome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.